Next item.
Item 739, request of Eric Maher to address council regarding cancellation of some Rose Parade activities.
Good morning. My name is Eric Maher. I'd say Mr. Mayor, but he's not here. Honorable members of the City Council, good morning. I am here today as an impartial citizen to go on the record. I was inspired to do this because of the cancellation of a Rose Parade event last April due to threats. It appears the organizers had little confidence in the mayor or the police department to maintain order and protection. I was outraged how entitled, cowardly idiots could put this type of fear in our community with impunity. I am equally disappointed, though, in the organization's decision-makers to cancel the event. A decision based on fear is usually the wrong one. Coincidentally, a decision by the mayor to attempt to revoke another event permit of an organization confirmed to me the manipulative discouragement of one political point of view and the encouragement of another opposite point of view. The First Amendment to me is under attack in Portland. Whether the threat comes from a violent protest group or the mayor himself, it is an attack on the First Amendment. Any attempt to infringe on that right is, at the very least, un-American. If safety is truly the motivation here, then the City Council should take a proactive approach by enacting and enforcing a law making the concealment of one's identity in a public space illegal. Such a law would protect those who wish to assemble peacefully without encouraging danger or threats of violence. And I believe such a law would have very broad appeal. Currently, freedom of expression in Portland is being hijacked by groups motivated to destroy public and private property, intimidate those they don't agree with, and generally create chaos. The common denominator among these groups is that they are all masked and unidentifiable. Now, our founders obviously intended the First Amendment to be a broad, sweeping statement. As you know, freedom of speech is not absolute. For example, you cannot wear a mask in a bank or yell fire in a movie theater, which is why there are many states and cities around the country that ban disguises in public places except under special circumstances like Mardi Gras and Halloween. California, New York, and Washington, D.C. are examples of these. Now, I strongly believe a similar law would protect the citizens and businesses of Portland and greatly inhibit future violence and destruction. Recently, Portland has been in the news for all the wrong reasons. Bad press alone has probably cost our city millions. Provocateurs come to Portland to cause harm. They have no sense of civic duty. They are not concerned about the public welfare, and there appears to be no consequence for their actions. We need to give law enforcement the ability to protect the citizens and businesses of Portland. It's an honor to be here. I thank you for the opportunity, and I hope the City Council will courageously draft a law that will protect the First Amendment for all of its citizens, not just the ones they agree with. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla.
I think